You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Depending on where voters are registered, there are a lot of candidates in one category on the ballot, judicial. But unlike other offices, measures, and propositions in this election, there are no judicial campaigns vying for votes. As KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, that's not unusual.
If you live in or between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo counties on the California coast, that puts you in the second district for the Court of Appeal. And there are 17 of those judges on this year's ballot, plus the two California Supreme Court justices. That's a lot of judges.
Well, I don't know about the judges, and I didn't even answer that because I have no idea. So I left that blank.
San Luis Obispo County resident Pam Orth said she wasn't comfortable voting for the judges because she hadn't heard about them in the newspaper or on the radio.
If you haven't heard anything about a justice, if their name doesn't ring a bell when you see it on the ballot, that's a good sign.
That's David Carrillo. He's executive director of the California Constitution Center at Berkeley Law.
Because it means that they're quietly doing the job, going about the business of doing justice with no drama.
Carrillo says judges are rarely involved in controversy in California. You might remember this year when Santa Clara County voters recalled Superior Judge Aaron Persky. He sparked national outrage after presiding over a high-profile sexual assault case involving a Stanford swimmer.
That's the only time a judge has been recalled in 80-some-odd years. The last time was in the early part of the 1900s down in L.A.
In the 80s, several Supreme Court judges were recalled, but that's the only time it's happened in California's history. And Carrillo says it's important to know the difference between judicial retention elections and contested political contests. Unlike the majority of offices in the state, Supreme and appellate judges have retention elections. They're uncontested and nonpartisan.
I think the recent Supreme Court hearings seemed to many of us to be very partisan and very political, and that is unfortunate.
That's Justice Judith McConnell of the 4th Appellate Court District in San Diego. She's been a judge there since 2001.
It gives people the impression that judges make their decisions based only on their party background. But in California, in the state court system, we've been very successful at maintaining nonpartisan and non-political judiciary.
McConnell, who's not up for retention, has been an advocate for improving transparency in California's court system, which already has a thorough vetting process for becoming a state judge. And she says in retention elections,
if you've heard of them, then you might want to follow up and find out what it is you've heard of them and what the source of that information is.
You might have to do some hunting, but you can read the published and unpublished judicial written opinions on the California Court's website. And there's also the Informed Voters Fair Judges Project from the National Association of Women Judges. It aims to provide resources for voters about keeping the court system nonpartisan. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.